Hello, hello, welcome to another episode of Terra Insight, where humanitarian agriculture and development meets dispatchable technology. I'm your host, Steven Chege. Let's get started. Today, I want to talk about the new ArcMap, ArcGIS Pro. Of course, S3 has released the new ArcGIS Pro. It's relatively new. It was released in 2016, and so far I just want to see, to unpack each other and see what it contains and how it's different from ArcMap, and you know what features does it have. So since 2015, A3 has released around 5 versions, so let me count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 versions. And the latest one is 2.8, which was released in 2021. That will be the 5th of this month. And so far so good. It seems to be doing really well, and they're improving. And what is different from ArcMap, that this one is built on a Python framework. So this one is leaning towards coding. Now ArcMap was, it's just about mapping essentially, but this one is leaning towards coding, so you can do a lot of code. It is an environment for coding. You can use JS. Also, not only coding, it also emphasizes on machine learning. And yeah, so they are really, really focusing on machine learning. And in fact, they have said in the next 3 years, they will not be releasing any new additions of ArcMap, because they don't focus on this. As the world is going on to the fourth revolution, which is data science. So this is interesting. And so far, the features include more machine learning algorithms, offer a Jupyter environment where you can actually code and test your code and run your code now. And also there's a lot of it has a lot of processing power. Of course, it's not proprietary, you have to pay, but it is around $100, which is quite affordable compared to ArcMap, which is around $3,000. So price wise it's more friendly to the pocket, and you can do a lot in terms of coding and mapping. You can do still do the same things as ArcMap, but now this time you can also do a lot of code. So if you are into coding, if you're into software development, then this is basically for you. Also the other features, of course I won't go deep into the details, because you'll have to check for yourself. But also other features like JavaScript also is still there. You can also use Java, you can use HTML to code, and also to perfect your code. So this new ArcGIS Pro has everything to do with coding. And I've been saying, JS now is becoming like coding now, and it's focusing on coding for the past 5 years. I've said in my previous podcast, this is where JS is heading. Whether they like it or not, whether they like coding or not, this is where it's heading. Yeah, so far I think it's a good step up, and I can't wait to start using it. I'm not used it yet, but I can't wait to start using it. Let me know in your comment, have you ever used ArcMap, and what was your feel about it? Do you like it? Do you recommend it? Yeah, so thank you for listening, and see you in the next podcast. Take care.